Some may call this sculpture simplistic, boring, or even pointless. I say the opposite. How, you may ask, could Interstate 70 possibly be interesting or intricate? As you look upon the steel bars and wheels painted in their ominous black paint, can't you envision a car speeding down a freeway at vast amounts of speed? The flowing lines and connecting shapes conjure up images of a sleek and modern motor vehicle, yet the shapes involved seem so uninteresting by themselves. Not only does this piece remind one of a car, but for the immense highway for which it was named. In the 1950s, President Dwight D. Eisenhower recognized the swelling numbers of citizens in his country, particularly on the coasts, but at the time, there was no connecting route. To compensate for this lack of accessibility, the president commissioned the Dwight D. Eisenhower National System of Interstate and Defense Highways. The first of these new roadways to be built was the I-70 through Kansas and Missouri. Perhaps this is why the sculptor, Richard Hollander, chose this road in particular. Richard Hollander was born in Newark, New Jersey in 1911 and studied sculpting in Berlin, Copenhagen, and Paris in the 1930s. When he returned to the United States, he set up shop in Kansas City, Missouri, where he lived and worked until his death in 1991. During his active years, Hollander was most widely known for his pieces made of bronze, brass, and aluminium, which often evoke family groups or rituals. He created the Interstate 70 in 1970, but it wasn't until 1982 that the museum bought the sculpture, where they placed it right in the middle of campus. I think its setting in Marvin Grove is symbolic of how man has affected nature. It almost seems alien in this al fresco location, much like the interstate is very outlandish compared to the farms and fields that it cuts through. The bars and circles could also represent how the interstate system connects major cities across the country, the bars being the highways and the circles being the cities, or maybe a train symbolizing American industry and transportation. On a more personal level, this piece reminds me of my travels around the world, using many different transportation methods, including the I-70. Whatever the interpretation you may take on this sculpture, I think we can all agree that Richard Hollander has created quite an enigma. This has been Patrick Keating with another Bulldog Podcast.